Scripture reading today comes from Matthew 24, verses 36 through 44, on page 26 of some of the Pew Bibles. But about that day and hour, no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. For as the days of Noah were, so will be the coming days of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing until the flood came and swept them all away. So too will be the coming of the Son of Man. Then two will be in the field, one will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding meal together, one will be taken, one will be left. Keep awake, therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But understand this: if the owner of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour.
Is that the weirdest Advent scripture? In Advent, we are waiting for Jesus to come, but we usually think about Jesus coming as a baby to Bethlehem. But in Advent, we're also waiting for Jesus to come again. Like this passage from Matthew describes, the day our Lord is coming is like a thief in the night. Since when does God act like a thief? 'Twas the month before Christmas, and throughout our towns, we're shopping and baking and making smiles from frowns, for politics are scary and everyone's stressed, and holiday cheer just might fix this mess. We'll decorate trees, maybe hang up a stocking, wake early for doorbusters, do serious online shopping. 2016 disappointed many of us. This year has been rough. Must be time for Santa Claus to bring us some stuff. Jesus is going to break into our world at an unexpected hour, says our scripture. Jesus, like a thief in the night, coming when we least expect it. It's a jarring metaphor. It doesn't seem like Jesus' style would be to sneak into our houses. That's more like what Santa Claus does. And when Santa sneaks in, he might take some milk and cookies, but he leaves presents. If Jesus sneaks in, what is he going to take and what is he going to leave? What would you like Jesus to take from you this Advent so that you could be ready for Christmas? I want Jesus to steal my resentment that our culture chases after celebrity and fame and outrageous wealth. My resentment that our most shallow and selfish sides get to dominate headlines, airwaves, even national politics. Because I'm righteously angry that 20,000 people die every day from hunger, 20,000 people every day. And we wait in line for hours to shop for holiday deals, but is anybody waiting in line to volunteer at the soup kitchen or the alternative Christmas gifts bazaar? So I'm righteously angry, but it doesn't help any of us if I wallow in that resentment. In fact, probably makes most of us feel guilty, kind of stressed out. So this Advent, I pray that Jesus will sneak into my heart and steal my resentment. Because we read in Matthew that Jesus shows up unexpected like a thief in the night, and when a scripture is that weird, we could turn the page or we could get curious. A thief catches us off guard. A thief is subtle, sneaky. So if Jesus came today, he wouldn't be America's next idol or president. Jesus wouldn't have popular merchandise associated with his brand. Okay, let me try this again. It's the month before Christmas, and all through our land, the people are worried. We don't understand. In our families and country, so much is the matter. We tune in to God to hear peace through this clatter. For Advent's upon us, and what will it mean? time to stack presents high and get the house squeaky clean, juggling families' schedules and everyone's diet, and go a whole month without peace and quiet? Now, I don't mean to diminish our modern rituals of Christmas. If decorating and gift wrapping and cookie baking increases your joy and are ways for you to share your love, then they are blessings. But for a lot of people, these traditions become chaos and stress. And I do think it's ironic how we might get focused on our houses being neat, our lights being hung just perfectly spaced across the roof, or our wrapping paper folded just so with no more than 3 pieces of tape per present. Because the first Christmas, the one that we read about in Scripture, was anything but neat. It was full of messy people in the midst of messy geopolitics, like today. Take the shepherds who proclaim Jesus' birth. An angel of the Lord stands before them, and the glory of the Lord shines around them. They go to Bethlehem and meet Jesus, and then they make known all that had been told to them, and all who hear it are amazed. Shepherds are the dregs of society in first century Palestine. Everybody looks down on them. Shepherds are like the people that you try not to sit next to on the bus because you assume they might smell. They are definitely dirty. They live in the fields with sheep. Most people think of them as barbaric. And shepherds are the first guests at the first Christmas. And of course, there's the Holy Family, a teenage first-time mom traveling across the countryside with her betrothed. They can't find anywhere to sleep, so they end up sleeping with animals. Jesus ends up spending his first night in a trough. And then who else ends up in the nativity scene? There's the Magi. Sometimes we call them kings, but Scripture calls them Magi, magicians. They follow stars and see the future. Today, many Christians roll their eyes at fortune tellers or scoff at astrologers, but the magicians came to see Jesus and they help him survive his earliest years because the king, Herod, wants to kill him. Jesus didn't come to be admired and adored. He came to turn the world upside down. And it scared people, even when he was a baby. And it scared people so much that when he grew up, he was killed by powerful people. And this Advent, I pray that Jesus sneak into my mind and steal my assumptions about power, that kings and presidents and CEOs have the most important power, because we follow in the way of Jesus, who comes to earth as a homeless baby in a messy stable, born into a precarious family situation, waiting a year or two to settle into his hometown. He has none of the power of kings or presidents or CEOs. Sometimes we call Jesus king or Lord, but he is a truly different kind of leader. He leads by empowering us to get closer to God, to listen for God in our prayers, to follow our callings, to serve other people, to love so fully that we will give up everything for one another. This Advent, may our hearts open to the king born homeless, the refugee whose power is in vulnerability, serving others, proclaiming the good news of God's love, God's vision of peace and justice. On this first day of Advent, let us listen for God's peace amidst the clatter and the clutter of our lives, and spend 1 minute now in silence. Let us call upon the light of Christ, the Prince of Peace, God's love in flesh, to take refuge in our hearts this Advent.